Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about how many plugins should I use on my WordPress website. Tim, do you know how many plugins you should use on your WordPress website?
Yes, there is a magic number, and I'm going to tell it to everyone. Are you guys ready? Is everyone ready?
I'm ready.
11.
11?
No, obviously that is a really cheesy joke. There is no magic number. Obviously depends on what you need, what website functionality you're after for a simple brochure style website. You're not going to need a lot of additional functionality. Therefore, you're not going to have a lot of additional plugins. I've built client sites using the Divi theme, which has a lot of functionality built in. And I've literally didn't have to use a single additional plugin. And so, you know, that can happen. Let me correct myself. I did use Gravity Forms because that was something I put on every single one of my sites. But besides that, I didn't have to do anything additional. However, an e-commerce site, you're going to need a lot more. Whether it's WooCommerce or Easy Digital Downloads, there's a lot more functionality that comes in handy or that is necessary. And so you end up using a lot more plugins. So short answer, as many as you need, but not any more.
Next thing you're going to want to ask yourself when determining whether or not you need a plugin is, can this functionality be achieved without the plugin? So I know there are lots of, you know, there are tens of thousands of plugins, and I love the repository. I absolutely love WordPress. I love the open source. You know, we kind of got our start with our product company scratching our own itch, you know, which was the Divi footer editor. And could we achieve this without using a plugin? Absolutely. But it was driving me bananas to have to go into every single website's footer.php and modify that template. So we wrote a plugin and we made the decision that the value of that plugin overrode, you know, doing it manually and stuff. And those are the kinds of things you're going to have to ask yourself. I would not recommend that you throw a plugin on that does a simple CSS something when you can just add the CSS, for example. So, you know, it's going to depend on what the functionality is. And, you know, you're going to have to weigh whether or not the value is there for you of whether or not you want to put that plugin on.
Yeah, that's a really good example, David. I really like that, where it could be achieved without a plugin, but the amount of time that it saved by using the plugin, it outweighed, you know, having another plugin on the site. Plugins aren't bad. People think that plugins, you know, more plugins will automatically slow your site down. That's not true. Obviously, you want to make sure it's well-coded. And so the next, you know, couple of questions you want to ask yourself is the plugin well-coded? Is it well-supported? Is it updated often? Because then if those things are all yeses, it is well-coded, it is well-supported and updated, then chances are it's built well in a way that's not going to slow down your site. Because if you could have 100 plugins on your site and everything works smoothly, and then you add one more plugin that is poorly coded and it slows your website down to a crawl. So those are definitely things you want to look for. But you know, we've talked about this before. Having code on a website is code on a website. So if you have a simple plugin and then you take it off just to put a little snippet on it instead, it's not going to really affect anything because that snippet is still being executed. It's still code that WordPress is running, that the server is having to execute on the site. And so it's not going to make any difference whether it's in a plugin form or it's a snippet that you put in your functions.php file of your child theme. And so the plugin is basically just a handy way of being able to activate and deactivate code, as well as have a additional settings and a UI and everything. And so I guess to answer, how many plugins should I use on my WordPress website? As many as you need, but not any more, and only well-coded, well-supported plugins.
And if you can't remember all of that, just remember 11.
11-teen.
Tomorrow we've got another great topic, how to know if themes and plugins are safe. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.